Hey, everybody.
Today, I want to shift gears. I want to go back to Jesus and my favorite sermon that is found in the Bible, and that is Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. And you'll find that in Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, 8. And Jesus teaches about all kinds of things. I want to turn to Matthew chapter 6 today. And something that just occurred to me today as I was studying a little bit is that Jesus teaches about so many topics in Matthew 6. In Matthew 6, he talks about giving to the needy. He talks about prayer. He talks about fasting. He talks about what we've recently talked about, storing up treasures in heaven. And then he talks for 10 verses at the end of chapter 6, the second most verses of all of chapter 6, only next to Jesus teaching on prayer and introducing us to how to pray with the Lord's Prayer. More than any other thing but prayer, in chapter 6 of Matthew, he spends the most time talking about worry. Why do you think that is? Let me tell you a story. My grandmother, my Grams, was the holiest person I knew growing up. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, and she taught me so much about how to live for Jesus, the single most influential person in my life spiritually. And my Grams, when I looked at her, I could not find anything wrong with her. She was this perfect little old lady that loved Jesus with all her heart, that served people, that was selfless, that wasn't materialistic. I never heard a curse word or a mean word. I never heard her say anything negative about anybody. And it was probably high school when I was doing some reading on worry that I realized that was the big thing in my grandma that was actually a sin. And it really was hard to swallow knowing that my grandma was sinning because she worried about everything. She was constantly in a state of worry. And I got gifted to me her Bible after she died by our family. And throughout the front and the back of the Bible, she had cut and pasted, not cut and pasted like we do with computers today, cut out of newspaper articles and church bulletins, all of these quotes about worry. Quotes like, worry is poor stewardship of my time. Like, why worry when I can pray? Little reminders written in from sermons that she had to remind her that she needs to hand things over to God. Let me ask you this. How much are you worrying today? Have you already worried today? Do a little self-assessment. Have you worried a little today? Jesus says, verse 25 of Matthew 6, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? That right there is the epitome of it being poor stewardship of our time for us to worry. So what's that thing, or what are those things? You know, I can tell you today as I record this, there are a list of about 8 things that I wrote down this morning that are going on in my family and those around me that I love that I have absolutely no control over, that I need to surrender to God. What will you surrender to God that you worry about today as we pray? Lord, forgive us when we worry. Forgive us because you have told us not to. But Lord, that's so difficult to not worry when we care, when we love, and when we don't see how things are going to work out. Father, I pray that you would just remind us through the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about, that the Holy Spirit, the advocate, would have our backs and remind us that we can surrender our worries to God. And Father, we understand that we might have to surrender these to Him multiple times a day. But would you help me and would you help my friends get into the habit and keep the habit of when we begin to worry, we'd immediately say, Father, this is yours, and I commit this to you. I surrender this to you. God, may we, if we're not worrying about a lot today, may we just spend time thanking you that we don't have worries, and may we go and help someone else who might be worrying by an encouraging word, by a prayer, praying with them, praying for them, giving them affirmation that they need during this time. Give us those spiritual eyes to see others who are worrying today. Give us the right words to say, Lord, not words that are our own, but words that come directly from you, and may you use us in that way. God, we want to worry less, but we need your help, and we thank you for offering that to us. In Jesus' name, amen.